Dear friends, welcome to your favorite weekend character building show, Riffetics. My name is Nnamdi Ibe, and I am a business consultant and senior partner at Excel Language Consulting. I will be speaking to you today on the topic Creativity and Innovation in commemoration with the United Nations World Creativity and Innovation Day 2020. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzet Nyesonwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to our warm and lovely people of River State, and welcome to another episode of Riffetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that according to Albert Einstein, when we get creative, we are allowing our intelligence to have fun. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Creativity and Innovation Day, coming up on the 21st of April, 2020. But before I say anything more, please don't forget the guidelines to help us stay safe from coronavirus. Like all the past global pandemics, COVID-19 and its perils will soon be a thing of the past, and by the grace of God, we shall all come out of it unscathed together. Wash your hands regularly, observe social distancing, and avoid crowded places. The United Nations has determined after extensive studies that the creative economy can contribute to the three dimensions of sustainable development and the achievement of the 2030 agenda by fostering economic growth and innovation, eradicating poverty, creating full and productive employment and decent work for all, improving the quality of life and empowerment of women and young people, and reducing inequality within and among countries. The creative economy is recognized as a significant sector and a meaningful contributor to the national gross domestic product of countries. It has spurred innovation and knowledge transfer across all sectors of the economy, and it is a critical sector to foster inclusive development. Within it, the creative industries generate income through trade and intellectual property rights and create new opportunities, particularly for small and medium-sized enterprises. Creative work promotes fundamental rights such as respect for human dignity, equality, and democracy, all of which are essential for humans to live together in peace. Its potential to make a significant contribution to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals continues to gain international recognition and support. Whether it be arts, paintings, songs, designs, digital animation, or video games, the creative industries are more than just sectors with good economic growth, performance, and potential. They are expressions of the human imagination, spreading important social and cultural values. The Nigerian film industry, also called Nollywood, is an example of the creative industry. It is recognized as the second largest film industry globally and has been identified as a priority sector in the federal government's Economic Recovery and Growth Plan of 2017 to 2020. The industry is projected to generate $1 billion from export revenue within 3 years, and that is 2017 to 2020. It is also the second largest employer of labor in Nigeria after agriculture. Let us listen to our guest speaker today as he expounds on this subject. He is Mr. Nnamdi Ibe, a business consultant. Please enjoy the episode, and by every means possible, to put every lesson learned to very good use. Distinguished Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Eli Ikwere, Ihuronha, Anuyonu Oria Notunu Owa, Nduru Mbanzi Chiche, Buru Oria Coronavirus, Ndakwe Badu Sagana Maya Nevuru Oria Coronavirus, Neyansenwe Ehibeku, Okwa, Mabu, Osei Nweli Inwe Koma, Oria wa joru njo karu okwa anu omumo. Ndakpe neberere sagali nevuru oria wa. Nevugu oria coronavirus. Mkpale eka, mabu, obate eka, ikpa eka chanu enya, imi, onwe, mabu, igweru eka chan kusaru hui, ivuru rao. Otu badu ngoru ike vuta badu duru ndasi o. Nda nhe iseme oze ivuru oria wa. Kwa ekai ige dum, goru mwana wakusi sanitizer na ahianu eka, ige obula ikparu donvela, mwabu, onumbo eka, ibate ebado eka, njirinu oroi, ise ihe ntutu badozi ịkpakwụsị ibadụ eka nevururu coronavirus nwere ike dobodo mburu ma oze ọrịa nzia naehi mbom maọbụ ibi ya ọka n'inwere ele ọfarabe siguru ike sọduli onwe ehewe ji arịa gba kịta o nwunu ichekwatara obodo kọma ihule nnevugu ọrịa wa nweru ọkwa ehi bekuze nze na-enwere inwe kwụwa ya nụ rigiriri ọnụ ọgụgụ wa gete nsị nụ ezi wa o ma ezere budo.
Welcome back if you are just tuning in. This is Rivetics on the radio. My name is Nnamdi Ibe. I'm your host for today and I'll be speaking on creativity and innovation. But before we continue, I'd like to bring to our consciousness once more that coronavirus is real. Yes, it has caused a lot of havoc globally, but we don't need to panic. Let us take all the preventive measures outlined by the state government, observe personal hygiene by washing our hands with soap or alcohol-based sanitizer as much as possible, and avoid crowded places, hereby practicing social distances. If we do all these and the other measures we've been advised to take in order to curtail the spread of the virus, we will definitely overcome this virus in no time. So let's come back to today's topic, creativity and innovation. If you look around you, you would find out that a lot of people are going through the same kind of issues. A lot of people are facing challenges that cannot be explained. The coronavirus epidemic has put a lot of people on survival mode. People are in pursuit of the same things you are in pursuit of. People are interested or are looking for food. People are looking for how to save the money that they have. People are looking for how to make some more money just to survive. People are looking for how to kill boredom. There are some people who stay in their house every day for 24 hours is almost like a death sentence. So they look for ways to engage themselves, or they are looking for ways to engage themselves. And then you have some people who are concerned about what will life be after COVID-19 or after the coronavirus. Now, these are some of the things that have been troubling man since the beginning of time. Food to eat, the basic necessities, things that ensure that man survives. Now, these problems and trying to solve them is what creativity and innovation is. There's a saying somewhere that points to the fact that someone looked at a tree dealing with the stress or the problem of standing for too long, and in looking at that tree, he saw a chair. What are the problems that you are facing at the moment? What are the problems that exist around you? And how do you find solutions to them? So what actually is creativity? What is innovation? Because they are not the same thing. What is creativity? Creativity is the capability or the capacity to conceive something or to find a solution to something. It is to see relationships that don't exist before. It is to ask yourself and say, how do I get out of this present situation? Now, how can I bring out something new? What new things can be presented to address what currently exists? And I would like to give a very practical example. During this COVID-19, this coronavirus lockdown, we have this client that is a baker. She had to shut down her bakery because of the coronavirus shutdown in the state. Now, in doing this, there were still people who were asking for one or two things from her. She noticed that even in her own home, she had some problems entertaining her children or helping the kids not to be bored. And so what did she do? She created Puff Puff Mix. She said, okay, let me think about this. What if I do something that would help these children, myself and them, we cook together? And so she tested out, she tried to do, okay, let me try out this Puff Puff Mix. And she made it and she did it with her kids. And everyone was happy. That is creativity. Capacity to think and think outside the box and say, what solutions can I create? What solutions can I birth? What solutions can I bring forth that will help solve immediate problems? That's creativity. Then, mind you, let me also say this. If you have an idea but don't act on them, you are just imagining. You're not creative. So you can sit down on your bed and be thinking of how you would change the world, how you be the biggest entrepreneur or the person who will effect the most change. If you don't do anything about those thoughts, you're just imagining. So imagination is different from creativity. So what then is innovation? Innovation is implementing this idea, this creative thought that you've had, this creative solution that you have found. Innovation is applying it. It is putting it into practice and continuously improving on it so that it solves the problem. I'll give you an example with this lady I talked about who did Woof Woof. So after testing with her kids, seeing that the Woof Woof mix actually solved the problem of entertaining the kids and also giving them a small snack during the lunch period. So she decided to say, look, let me improve on this experiment I have done and find a way to give it to other people. I find a way to share it with other mothers, find a way to share it with other families so that they also can use it. They can try it and also solve the problem that I have solved. Now that's innovation. And so she was able to take from one flavor, she was able to move from one flavor. She has moved to two different flavors of the same Woof Woof mix. Now that's innovation. Innovation is implementing what you have thought about as a solution. You've tested it and you have some evidence that it works. Innovation is deploying it, is putting it out there. Innovation is implementing of a new and significantly improved idea. So that thing you've talked of, you said, wow, I have created this thing. This would help this person. This would be useful to this person. It's just like for musicians, for example. Musicians create songs that help people enjoy life. So if you have a song in your head, and it's in your head, you can already see the beat, you can see the lyrics, and you don't do anything about those lyrics or those beats in your head, that is you just imagining. But the minute you take them, you take those songs, and you write them out somewhere on a sheet of paper, you have created something. Then when you take that song and you go to a studio, record in the studio and add maybe new sounds that people don't have, and you put those songs out for other people to see. Now that is innovation. Are we making sense? Good. And so all of these put together, another example I'd like to give also is another client of ours. She's a fashion designer. And so due to the isolation, she was asked to shut down her business, and she did. But there was a lot of demand for face masks, and she noticed and she saw that she could actually make some face masks that solve the problem of protecting people from the coronavirus. And so she sat down and said, okay, how will I design this? How would this thing work? And she went ahead to make the first couple of face masks. After making them, she tried them on herself, and then that's creativity. And then she took those face masks and put them online for other people to see. And then other people started making requests and said, can it be like this? Can you improve it? Can you do that improvement, that putting it out there, that in itself is innovation. I hope we are making sense. All right, that's good. And so, how do we become creative and innovative? Can you learn to be creative? Of course you can learn to be creative. So how do you learn creativity and how do you learn innovation? Let's go on a short break and we will be right back to discuss how you can be creative and how you can be innovative. Do stay with us.
Coronavirus dap ayiro temakumalo piano odabaro dodo kasi bon bugi ale eregeno odabaro lo poro dumelo dap ayiro lo alene alelo da abaro su ababu da abaro den da abaro bion da abaro egan da abaro ton eb me si de otemasoan nason obwanten onge kagarabe esiamia bulo a neson ao agalo ken esere piogi danange ko Pia neba ere lo dumelo dab lele me lo ale oe lo anamane ale ne abe lebu dona dumelo buweparo coronavirus dab afe. Son ako coronavirus be pia e onge be nekmana be. Ogra lo zene dab tema lo poro dumelo melo bobo ne. Son ako coronavirus na ere boa nko dona son. Mwaye deza son ako coronavirus na ere boa. Pia na uga doken ile doa nyan. idap wan de samoko i ere lo dumelo le anelo esu no beke nungaba a denen son lo ba alere donanu odabdo na emoko oton alone a ere do poro dumelo alene loye adume moko o subabu logone o wa alone walo le odab tonto tonage me bari ekbiga idu.
Welcome back if you're just tuning in. This is Rivetics on Radio. My name is Nnamdi Ibe. I am your host for today and I am speaking on the topic creativity and innovation. But before we continue, I'd like to again bring to your consciousness once more that coronavirus is real. Yes, it has caused a lot of havoc globally, but we don't need to panic. Let's take all the preventive measures outlined by the state government, which includes observing personal hygiene by washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or using alcohol-based sanitizers. Do this as much as possible and also avoid crowded places by practicing social distancing. If we do all these and the other measures we've been asked to imbibe in order to curtail the spread, then we will overcome the virus in no time. So let us continue with our topic for today, which is creativity and innovation. Can you learn to be creative? Oh yes, you can. So how do you learn to be creative? This question is something that bothers a lot of us because we've assumed that creativity is only those who are artistic, like maybe those who create songs, musicians, actors, painters. Creativity is in all of us. We're all born creative. If you remember, for those of us who went to school, you find out that some of us were just interested in different things. Some of us could draw, some of us could paint, some of us could destroy toy cars and put them back together. Some of us were interested in what's happening in the kitchen. Some of us tried to look for new ways to do things. Now, many of us are not using those things that were placed in us by God now, but we are all creative in nature. How do you bring out that creativity in you? And that's what I'm going to be discussing now. You learn to be creative and innovative by experimenting. That's the first thing you need to be able to do. Learn to experiment. Try out new things. Try to find new ways to do things. Someone was asking the other day, how did people come up with egusi soup? How did people come up with moi moi? I'm pretty sure people were experimenting before they came up with these solutions that provide meals, hundreds or thousands, millions of meals for Nigerians and Africans on a global scale. People were experimenting. What's that challenge or what's that problem that's in front of you that you think you have a solution for? You can try it out. Experiment. See if you can create a solution. There is nothing wrong with trying and it fails. You try again. Okay, that's one way. The first way is by experimenting. The second thing is by exploring. Exploring here means that you're inquisitive. You're not satisfied with seeing things the way they are. You're asking, could it be in a different manner? Can you, just like a typical example, there's agidi and then there's agidi jollof with bone. Somebody somewhere looked and said, okay, is it possible to make something else out of agidi? It's the same thing. Exploring. Questioning what exists. Asking questions. Some of us are quite afraid of asking questions. Why is this like this? And why isn't this like this? How do we make XYZ better? Who needs to work with me so that we can make so and so change? How do we do things differently? How do we do things uniquely? You see, God has blessed us with an incredible mind. And so the mind allows us to look at things as they are and ask questions. But some of us have gotten too afraid. We're now too afraid to ask questions. So one way to bring out or to become creative and innovative is to ask questions. Now, apart from asking questions, use your imagination. Remember, we said if you imagine without doing anything, that is not creativity, that is not innovation. It is when you do something. But you need to deploy your imagination here by looking for possibilities. Imagination is image formation. Just like a man looked at a tree, and in that tree, in his imagination, he saw a chair. And so he went, cut down the tree, and then began to make the chair. What do you see in your mind's eye when you look at problems? What do you see when you look at situations? When you walk around the street, what do you imagine that is possible? So if you create, you're a chef or you're a cook, what other meals can you imagine presenting? What other meals can you imagine creating? What other solutions can you imagine? You're a designer. What images do you see in your head that you can bring out? So if you're a farmer, what images can you see to bring out that would help people, that will solve immediate problems? Use your imagination, okay? And then be able to process information. By process information, I'm saying this is option A, this is option B. Can you compare? This is what used to happen, this is what used to happen. We have evidence of A, we have evidence of B. Why is this one like this? Why is this one like this? By being able to synthesize information or to analyze, you're training your mind to be able to be creative and innovate. And just like Ronaldo and Messi are great sportsmen because they've been practicing, you also can become an exceptionally creative and innovative person if you continue to practice. If you teach yourself to be innovative, teach yourself to be creative by practicing some of these things we've discussed on a continuous basis. And so we've talked about creativity now, but we know that there are some challenges or some hindrances to being creative and being innovative. So what are they? Let's go on a short break and we'll be right back to discuss what those challenges are.
Hey, I'm an apple. You was your bit on green gives some FM about it. Me was your bimere and a coronavirus. Coronavirus, me, ane, wa bracket lama bay. Bokona, igbikina, jai janate bracket lama baraibo, bracket lamate, wa bracket wamne torongbo, bibi berry, lama mbebe, ane wa laba. Coronavirus, me, olona, ojo frena, piki ine in your sra, mie, ani kebwari. Obi goyege goye yana wara. Koma, mi coronavirus, me, sita intobi, ani goye yana, ani komo, piki dumo duma. Ende wake nimi bebara, mi obi me, ani sike, olona, mayana, duwe akom na nekem. Ani kombo brake lamam, ani ane enak pekim, ani laba. Barba engere, inanike iweni ende preba. Obi ibu emite coronavirus me, elam bebe, idu mobiya. Trere, omongi wapeke ane kom, ani anayanam, ibo duware som. Tobra miya kuma, coronavirus me walabia, osonke sikope labrake, ebra sekre maburo. Mira perena, piki olomoloma bo obu sikima. Tombike tomi pridumo onwe ekon. Odo kote, wa misi obi meke jumo jumo prema. Eya mena, ebu erem, eyo lar, ofre egba enwarari. Egbe foko foko, eyo sera bebe. Sake fama mate, ebu mye paka make, eyarare be anubama wepre. Ibi saki ye mye, anese ni buromam.
Welcome back if you are just tuning in. This is Reef Ethics on Radio. My name is Nnamdi Ibe. I am your host for today and I am speaking on creativity and innovation. But before I continue, I would like to bring to your consciousness once more that coronavirus is real. Yes, it has caused a lot of havoc globally, but you don't need to panic. Let's take all the preventive measures outlined by the state government. And these include observing personal hygiene by washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds and or the use of alcohol-based sanitizers. You have to do this as much as possible and also avoid crowded places, hereby practicing social distancing. If we do all these and the other measures we've been asked to imbibe in order to curtail the spread of coronavirus, then we will overcome this virus in no time. So let's continue with our topic, creativity and innovation. Now, I had asked, what are the challenges that prevent us or limit us being creative and innovative? Now, many of these challenges are things we can relate to. Number one, you can say access to funds. And so, okay, you ask yourself, after I've been creative or after I've done this, what next? How do I get money to even start doing A, B, or C? That's a real life challenge. Another challenge or another thing that prevents people from being creative is enabling environment. Do you have the environment that promotes creativity? Another thing is education. The education that we have, is it you have, is it enough to propel or to push someone to be creative and innovative? With the description of creativity and innovation that we've discussed today, you can see that creativity and innovation happens everywhere around us, and you don't necessarily need education per se to be creative and innovative, just a strong desire to solve problems. Mind you, creativity and innovation is a pursuit towards solving problems, towards improving, being better. As such, if you're creative and innovative, you will look for ways to overcome the obstacles that we've talked about. Because there are people, even in the environment you are saying is not friendly or is not conducive, there are people who are still succeeding. So creativity and innovation propels you to overcome challenges. Creativity and innovation offers opportunities for us to tell our stories. And so when you go ahead and you tell people, you talk about your story, your journey towards solving a problem, that in itself is inspiring. So you were able to achieve this regardless of the limitations that existed in your environment or in your space. So it allows us to tell genuine African stories, genuine Nigerian stories, genuine river stories from Rivers people. So those obstacles are part of your journey. Don't see the obstacles, see the opportunity to make a difference. And then creativity and innovation is not only for those in technology or IT. Creativity and innovation is for every one of us. How many of us remember the dribbling JJ Okocha used to do? That's on some level is innovation, because at the time, many people couldn't do it or many people weren't doing it. He introduced it into soccer and then other people followed suit. That's creativity and that is innovation. So don't see the obstacles. See opportunities in the problems that face you, even when the environment doesn't seem conducive, and make an effort. Do something, try, and then as you do so, we will build a better state, we will build a better nation, and we'll build a better Africa. Thank you very much for your time here.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on this edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.revethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join the RevEthics family on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram via at RevEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0804-001-1026 or 0815-237-9041, or send us an email on revethics@gmail.com. The RevEthics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host. Remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.